Welcome to Dialogues with Creators. Hold on to your hats, folks, because this one is really special to me, and I think you will enjoy it very much. As I speak to a person who helped me enjoy my recent trip to Turkey. Today is a special treat for me. First, this is my first international podcast. In fact, the guest is 7 hours ahead of me in terms of time zones. Second, this is our first one about travel. As some of you know, and you will know after this, I recently had the privilege to travel to Turkey with a group of friends. Our guide and companion was Ufuk. This was a lifelong dream. Turkey has so much history and culture and of both religion and historical things that it's a place you don't want to miss. I went there in late September of this year and early October. I hope to talk about it in great detail in another podcast. I'm going to give a few explanations here, but in a future one, I hope to go into much more detail. Our guest today is one of the people who made this trip so special. Ufuk is a native of Turkey who owns, with a partner, Mosaics of Turkey, a travel agency. And I put the link in the show notes. And you need to follow that because the spelling of Turkey is going to be different from the English spelling. And I want you to go to their website and see what it's about. The trip went beyond my dreams, and I've a big proponent of travel there now. Because we became such friends with Ufuk, I have asked him to be on the podcast. Keep in mind that I did mine at 1:30, but it was at 8:30, 9 o'clock when he was speaking. So it's kind of interesting to do that. Now, before we get into it, just to explain what we did, we landed in Istanbul on the day after, of course, that we left Atlanta. We pretty soon after that, very short layover, got in a plane. We used Turkish Air, which was lovely the whole time. And we went to Kayseri. And from Kayseri, we drove to a town called Göreme. And it was, we were in Cappadocia. Or Cappadocia, as they would say. And this is a fascinating area. Now, if you look it up on the internet, the thing you'll see is hot air balloons, which is a big deal there, obviously, for tourism. And because of the type of terrain that it is, it's somewhat arid. It looks like New Mexico, southern Colorado, maybe some parts of it look like Northern California. So that's a really big deal with the hot air balloons. And some of our folks, actually all but me, got in them. Maybe I will some other time. And then we saw a lot of great historical things in Cappadocia that people just don't know about that related to mostly the history of Christianity, but then also the history of Turkey and the fact that Turkey is a place where many, many civilizations and peoples have either lived in or moved through over centuries and millennia. So after Cappadocia, we were there 3 nights, and then we went to back to Istanbul, spent a little time there, and then we left Istanbul and drove in a very nice van to what's called the Seven Churches region. And some people might not know what that means. If you read the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3, you will find that the Apostle John is sending letters from Jesus to these churches that are in seven cities that were sort of like a postal route in Western Turkey. And these were not little by the way places. These were very wealthy, important Roman and Hellenistic places and cities like Ephesus and Laodicea in Philadelphia and Pergamum. And some of the cities exist today as cities, and some are just archaeological sites, and but they're very well excavated and studied and that kind of thing. So the big ones people usually think about are Ephesus and Laodicea. Another one that's not one of the church cities, but is Hierapolis, which is near Laodicea, and then Sardis and Pergamum. And there are three others that are not as well developed as far as the archaeology, but they're still there and you can go and visit them. So and what you find is that the letters in Revelation are really tied to the culture and history of those cities. And for example, in Laodicea, there's reference to Isaph that John makes in the letter, and the that city was known for a sulfur-based Isaph that they sold all over the known world. So things like that. So these were wealthy cities that were important to the Roman Empire, and there are a lot of ruins that are historical in pagan temples and Roman temples, etc. And of course, all the church sites that exist were from later, because the first century church didn't really build churches. So I say that to explain when Ufuk talks about the seven churches region, that's what he's talking about. It's in Western Turkey, south of Istanbul. And it's a fascinating place to go to. And of course, Istanbul was fascinating, as well as Cappadocia. So that's a little bit of the background. And I hope to talk about it more in another podcast in the future, probably after the new year, because I really have to do some research to get all my facts right. And so now I'm going to start with the conversation I had with Ufuk. Well, I am just so thrilled to have Ufuk with us today. And I'm going to let him say his full name so that I don't get it wrong.
My full name is Ufuk Özalp. We have a different letter, like pronunciation different. Mm-hmm. So my last name is the kind of like starting to like kind of the O and with dot.
Yes.
But it's like Ufuk Özalp.
Oh, it's up. Okay. So, yes, and I picked up just about four words of Turkish when I was there, but I would like to learn some more because I really want to go back. And our group was talking about how much we wanted to come back, and that was exciting.
It would be amazing. Yes, already like I missed all of the people in the group.
Oh, well, that's so sweet of you, and I'm glad, because I'm sure that I've been in other groups where the tour guides were glad to see us leave. So, but this group was different. This group was special. So, okay. So, go ahead and say the name of your group, your company.
My company's name is Mosaics of Turkey. You can find it on the website. And we do Istanbul tour and Cappadocia tour and Seven Churches tour. But we are adding more soon. We want to go like east tour, and we want to be climbing the Ararat, Mountain Ararat.
Yeah.
And visit like Noah's Ark area. So there's a lot of like a historical place in Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I don't think people realize how rich Turkey is with the Greek and the Roman, as well as the Turkish and the Christian and the Jewish and the other. History. I mean, I knew that they had sites for the seven churches, but I didn't know they had all those other things. So I think the people would be just really amazed by how rich it is with history and how much is sort of like in the middle of everything, you know. All right. So I wanted to first just talk to you about your work of leading people to see your homeland of Turkey. So how did you begin doing this kind of?
Do you want like the long story or short one?
The long one.
Okay.
So how did you begin your work of leading people to see your homeland of Turkey?
Okay. So first of all, I want to say I enjoy time with the people. You know, to, if I have a free time in my home, you know, to free day, I am very like the, I need the people, even my free days. And I saw that my American friends and European friends coming in Turkey, and they are doing the Seven Churches tour. And I enjoyed like the, doing the tour, like the, with my family or by myself. I enjoyed like to see the new area. And I read before like many times in the revolution. So I want to do like the Seven Churches tour. I talked to my friends, two American friends and one Turkish friend. We rented the car and I drove after my work, and everybody comes to after work. So kind of like we drove at night. So when I, you know, like the tired, just we stop in the some forest or sometimes like a great, like, you know, garden. I stop and we put to like a tent and we sleep in kind of the camping. Even like the morning when I woke up, I saw like the wild animals. So my first like the tour was like that. And when I go like a Seven Churches area, of course, like there is no church. Some place, yes, but it's not like the, you know, Claudius here. You saw that, and there is a church building, but it's not in Jesus' time. But a lot of years later. But still, you know, when I go there, I realize a lot of things about like the, my life and revolution. I like it, and I enjoy time with the people when we do tour together. So wasn't about the money, wasn't about anything. Just I want to see, and my friend and me, we just go. And then my dreams have started. I want to do like the tour with people. And but when I research, there is a lot of things I need to do. I need to study first in university for just starting the tourism agency. And I went to university, I graduate, and after I find a partner, and I work in some company for learning like that business. I do a lot of tours in that company before, you know, like the Seven Churches tour and Istanbul tour and Cappadocia tour. When I learn, when I graduate university, and then I started my business. And now we are doing the Istanbul tour, Cappadocia tour, and Seven Churches tour. And we want to add more. For example, East tour, and there's a lot of like the old ruins and temples. A lot of things. I mean, like the, for example, one day I visited like in Mardin in East in Turkey. So I visited one church, a kind of like a touristic church now, but I believe like they were Orthodox or Catholic. Mm-hmm. But like the guy is telling them about there that church. And by the way, they produce like a wine. There's a lot of like the grape in that area.
Uh-huh.
But the guy says before they are Suryanis, one of the small group and ethnical group in Turkey. He says like that church wasn't church before. And he mentioned that was a sun temple. That Suryanis in that like the area, they were like the worship in at the sun. They built like the church on top of the, like the temple.
Yes.
So kind of like there is many stories like to pull me like to do it that like job. So and we want to climb Ararat, mountain Ararat, and we want to visit the Noah Ark, and kind of like we will add that kind of trip too. So we start. Well, I start like that with just camping and driving the area.
Yeah. So, did you camp? Were they like government campgrounds, or were they just you just did it off the side of the road?
Yeah, yes, like the second one. Just I couple because I was tired and I don't want to drive, and just I look for the like the forest area. But you know, the one night I went in the forest, but the one night we wake up in the like the next to like the grape winery, like the grape garden.
Uh huh.
So, like a night, I couldn't see anything, just was dark. Morning, I realized when I wake up.
So, I'm going to skip to another question. I might come back. What would you want Americans, the Americans you know, and assuming they're like us, what would you want them to know about traveling in Turkey? And why is it a great place to travel? And what would a person need to know before they come there?
Okay, first, I want to say we are not riding camel. Okay, why I'm telling that? Because, one time as I saw, the one video in social media is a guy asking about Turkey and, hey, do you know about Turkey or something like that? And the one person says, yes, I think they're still riding a camel. You know, first of all, I want to let people know before come, we are not riding camel.
Right, right. No camels.
They're riding nice cars and, first thing is that. Another thing, in Turkey, I visited in Europe countries. I love it. There's a rivers and, water parks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And very, very good. But I realized I fell in love with Turkey, because we have a seven different region. But there is a reason for seven, but each region is different than the others. And you saw the historical ruins, but there is a more than that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, this is oldest temple and the ruins, the old archaeological area in Turkey. They says the carbon test. They're thinking 10,000 years.
Yeah.
Old. So kind of the oldest the archaeological area in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't know about the mostly unfortunately Christian people and the Jewish people don't know about that too. In Turkey, we have seven churches in the Revelation in the Bible. And we have St. Nicholas, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Live in Turkey. This story started in Turkey. I think it's not North Pole.
Yeah.
Because he was living in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he can't, and in that area, Antalya area, you can't put the very thick a jacket either. So, and there is a lot of a Christian story. Yeah. Barbara, you bought a book for, to what has in Turkey in a biblical way.
Mm-hmm.
You sold that book.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot.
Yes.
So I want to the people know about that too. And our culture is very friendly. I think you saw that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For example, Mark and me and other friends, we visited a local market, the open market in the streets, farmer market. But Mark wants to the seats. But when we asked them, hey, this is your grandfather's seats? One guy says, yes, this is for generation. We use the same seats. And Mark wants to for his garden.
Mm-hmm.
I hope them to he's looking for the seats. They cut tomato and they give him to eat. And this is okay, you can take it. How many we want free. So he is a people's friend and they want to hug Mark.
Yeah.
They don't know him. They don't know me even, but still they're very friendly. So I want to tell people, my culture is very, very friendly. Even they don't know you. Even you believe this different religion. People just always looked like a welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to people know about that too, because one time is I went to Denmark and I visited one church. One guy asked me, hey, Ufuk, we are Muslim. Actually, we are not Muslim, but can we come to Turkey? I said, why are you asking that? Of course you can come.
Yeah.
He asked me is this a danger to us to come? Because it's I want to bring to my family. I said, come on. It's of course safe.
Mm-hmm.
You're anybody will not judge you or attack you about because you are not Muslim. That was not like that in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of I want to people know my culture is friendly and not danger for them. Even though some of my American foreigner friends, European friends, they says that we feel safer than our countries, some area. And yeah,
I felt that way. I felt very safe there. It was, to me, it was very modern. You know, our cell phones worked better than they do here. So, and the highway system was very modern and everything. So, yeah, it was exceptional. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to mention about the modern part too. And even like in the family, you will see some, like the one daughter is very modern, other one is a little bit conservative. So mm-hmm. even the family is kind of the mix. In Turkey is modern, and you can see in the Istanbul, like you will not feel that like you are in Central Asia or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Istanbul was huge and really great. It was so interesting. Had on our trip in September, was that the first time you had been to Cappadocia?
No. Okay. Many times I visited in Cappadocia. It wasn't my first time.
Okay.
But each time I enjoyed.
Yeah.
We saw like an underground city and a lot of cave churches and the beautiful foods and the beautiful people.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. So what is it possible for you to tell me what's your favorite place to show people in Turkey?
Actually, it's some of the favorite places you already saw. And one is the seven churches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each like the churches area. And other one is in Cappadocia and other one in Istanbul. But I want to show people the Turkey. They have amazing kebabs and baklavas and European dessert.
Yeah.
And they are very friendly. So I want to show people as like the Eastern Turkey too. And I want to show the people in the Black Sea area. And the you don't even see, but in the Black Sea area, like the mountains, high mountains, and the forest, waterfall, and monastery in the mountain. Like, beautiful. I want to show people that. And other places I enjoy in the Fethiye. Fethiye has a kind of like a very beautiful city, like a Turkas. You can see the old fish. And you can do like a paragliding and scuba diving. Many like the extreme tours, extreme things you can do in the Fethiye. I want to show in Fethiye people too.
Yeah. One thing I thought about the seven churches, and I'll explain this in the introduction so people know what I'm referring to, but is that each one of those cities was not just a place where there was a church that a letter was written to, but they were cities and civilizations in themselves. So each one had a great history and was important to the trade and the culture at that time and to some extent today. That's one thing that I got out of that, seeing it along with the spiritual aspect of it. So is there a place in Turkey you want to visit, but you haven't gotten to yet?
Actually, you know, I'm a Turkish, but still I didn't visit a lot of places.
Yeah.
And I won't you know, there's a very old history in the Turkey, that land. There is a many nation, many like the kingdom living in Turkey. So still, I think I need to see a lot of place, but I think I need like the 2 full months to foresee the like other places, mm-hmm. maybe 3 months.
So let me ask you about just the way that you do a tour. We stayed in some really nice hotels and we ate great food. How do you find those places?
Okay. First of all, you know, like all people is coming here for tour and some experience and see the culture, that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm one of the customer for other tourism agency and area too. So when I go like to places and I like to, for example, if I go some tour company and I do tour, and I want to enjoy, you know, the hotel, food, and area, and my tour.
Yeah.
For that reason is always I feel, okay, if people is coming to my tour, I think they want the same thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, always, like, I'm thinking to what I want in my tour. And I want, like, wants to give you, like, the people is coming to my tour. So that reason, the hotel and the food places, first I'm going and I'm checking, I'm looking to rooms and I'm looking to like the restaurant and everything. Mm-hmm. And at some hotel, I stayed for just like to make sure they are doing a very good job.
Yeah.
And their all restaurants, I always like to go and try their food. Mm-hmm. So I'm finding the restaurant and hotel that way because I want to my customer or my brother and sister, I can call that, and will feel as very good too. So I found that way, not just like the online kind of filter or something.
So you try them out, and if you like them, you pretty much stick with them? You stay?
Yeah, first, if I enjoy it, and then, okay, I make the plan with them.
Yes.
And I started a relationship with them. For example, do you remember the Şirince, small, like the old Greek village? Like the small, yeah. So the restaurant owner and hotel's owner, many years I'm talking to him, kind of now with my friend. So I started a relationship there with hotels, owners, or like a worker. So makes like the, make me feel better because like the, when I go there, I feel as a, it's kind of to my family's house.
Yes.
So.
And that was one thing that I saw in Turkey that is really probably not a thing in you would see in the United States, is everything is about a relationship. It is, it's not just a, it's not just, I give you money, you give me something. It's, I know you, I know who you are. We trust, we talk, you know, so much. And I would love for it to say that in America, it's like that. In some places it is, but in most places it's not. It's, we're always in a hurry and it's, you know, we just, we spend money and we want what we want and we go. So, yes, I felt in all those places that people were, just glad to have us there and, happy and helpful. I only ran into one person who was kind of smart with me. That's kind of rude. And that was at the, and that was my fault. So it was at the, fancy hotel we stayed at with the spa. But I probably, it was probably my communication fault. So it was, you know, everybody was so much fun and so nice. So where do you want to go outside of Turkey? What are some dream places you'd like to visit?
Actually, I want to go to Australia and actually all of the country I want to visit. India, Egypt, and America. All of the country I want to visit, if God will be like the me to do that. Uh-huh. If I have a long life or, you know, something dark, I want to do like to go all over the place. And, but as I hope next year I can visit in America. Now, as I have a lot of like a brother and a sister and friend and there, I want to visit them. Yeah. But it's like one of my dream area in the, yeah, America, Australia, and Indonesia, kind of like a tropical area in Africa too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to go to Scandinavia and Australia sounds great too. Yeah, and parts of Africa. But you've got more time in your life to get it done, and you're a professional in this, so you have connections.
I don't know that. Like, just God knows about that.
Yeah.
Like, to just ask, hey God, if you have a plan with me about like doing that, yeah, I'm ready to forward. And go these kind of places.
Mm-hmm.
But well, God knows.
I know we'd love for you to come to our part of America. The problem with America, I've learned from a lot of people from other countries who visit us, is it's so big and it's so different. It's very hard for them to see very much of it because it's so big, you know.
Yes.
And most Americans never see the whole place. We don't see very much of the whole country because it's so big, like Alaska. I've never been over there. So, you know, it's just so much. But, okay. Well, I've really appreciated you talking to me. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I want to add about like my tour, some like details. So we have an agent, tourism agency. And I mentioned like the, what I want to do in the tour, and I'm trying to give you like the people who choose us in the camp. So you told like I joined the tour too. Like I am not a tour guide. We had a tour guide.
Yes.
Why, you know, like why I'm like the coming with the tour. I many like the company I know in Turkey, I think is all the world. Mostly is, you know, like the agency the owner or like the boss. It's not going to there.
Right.
Because they're boss, you know. But for me, I came to like the like other like the tourism agency. Hey, like I have a tour guide and a bus driver. All of the, like I have a, like the workers. But I want to do like the make sure everything is very good.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if somebody's ill, I want to like the just stay with them or just go hospital with them. Or somebody can't walk. Maybe they are very old. I would like to stay with them or like helping them to like the small steps in this like the beautiful area. You know what? I want like the be there. Because I want to make sure everybody's happy.
Yes.
For example, like learning some American can't do without coffee.
Yes, I remember you said there was the seven, it wasn't the seven churches tour, it was the seven Starbucks tour.
Yes, I will do one day, seven Starbucks tour. But like some place, you can't like see like the Starbucks. There's a small village. They don't have a Starbucks. They don't have a, like the Americans coffee style. They have a Turkish coffee, and some foreigners says like the Turkish coffee is so hard, like you know, like the strong. Do you remember that I brought like the filter coffee machine with me every morning, and I wake up is very early for just making a lot of coffee for my like the people in the bus.
Yes, yes.
I'm coming to tour because like I love people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming to tour because I want to serve them as a like a brother. Mm-hmm. So not just about money. Money is for me the second things. The first things is people and the relationship. So everybody is starting like a customer, but when they come here, I feel they're my brother and sister. I know like this is weird to say, but this is me.
Yes.
You know, like, the, I don't want to just, hey, give me the money. Like, I want the foreign money. I want the dollar, euro, or sterling. No. I need money for just the, you know, like the, for my family
mm-hmm.
and buying food or something. But I need the relationship and know people because of my heart. So that's the reason I'm going to all the tours. With the people.
Yes. And I will second that. He was with us every minute and he gave such incredible service and such incredible help. And he walked where we walked and he got us food and he did, oh my word, it was just like having, oh, someone so special with you. But we did have also to explain this, there was a tour guide who was the, we would call it in America, the historical interpreter, who would give the lectures or the information about the areas and the in the culture in the city. So we had a person like that. Then we had a bus driver, of course. And then Yufuk was there for the for helping us, especially since we didn't know the language. So, I mean, that's a big deal, too.
Yes, it's like all tour guides in Turkey, they are licensed. You know,
yeah.
They study university for being a tour guide. And they like has a lot of exams for if they can't pass, they can't be tour guide. So they should know the history and tell like the everything is culture and history. So that's the reason every tour we have a tour guide.
Yes. Well, I just want to say that it is about 9:30, we're and I think you've had a long day, and I'm gonna, you know, say thank you so much, Yufuk, for being with us, and I hope that people listen to this and say, "Huh, I think I need to go to Turkey," and forget about going to Florida, but go to Turkey instead. It would be just as, probably it would cost about the same to go to Turkey as it does to go to Disney World now. So, because it's very, very expensive to go to Disney World right now. So
I don't know in America, but some of my friends says you can't do that kind of tour in America anywhere. You know, after it should be like the double or maybe more than the double.
Yes. I think I would have paid three times for what I got than what I did pay. So, yeah. So
thank you for like talking to me too, Barbara.
Yes. And it's great to see you. Hopefully we will talk again.
Hopefully. And there is many reasons that they can't come to Turkey. Just, I can't tell everything, but
right.
they need to like a try first.
I'll let them know. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed that. And as I said earlier, the link to Mosaics of Turkey, Ufuk's company, is in the show notes. And I do definitely hope that you'll look at that and see if your group would like to have a trip with their company. They can help church groups, college students, etc. And I hope you'll look into that. Now, this is the last podcast that I'm going to have, of course, in 2025. And I wasn't sure I'd be able to do one with Ufuk in this year, but this will be the end. And I can't say exactly when I'll come back. It may be sometime later in January. So I hope you will stay tuned. I don't like to go more than 2 weeks, but during the holidays and other things going on. As always, if you have someone who you would like me to talk to or you think would be an excellent guest, and they can be an artist, a filmmaker, a writer, a musician, an entrepreneur, a person who started a nonprofit, all kinds of things. We're looking at creativity in practice, not as an abstract or as a psychological kind of thing. And not just as an artistic endeavor. There's a link if you would like to help with the GoFundMe page. And I hope that you'll go back and look at the archive. Over the last almost 4 years that I've done this, I have talked with some amazing people from now all over the world and different areas of life and different viewpoints. And I think that you will find, if you dig a little bit, if you don't know the name, you find out who they are, you might be very surprised at who I was talking to. Some well-known writers in the area and beyond the area, and some other folks that do some amazing work. So thank you for listening. And if you're hearing this during the holidays, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I hope to have you as a listener going forward.